Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace Podcast. This is your host, your brother, David. How are you guys doing on this terrific Tuesday? Hallelujah. We're back. The Holy Spirit has been putting something urgent in my spirit. So this podcast today is going to be corrective, revelatory, but freeing at the same time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. So today, we're going to talk about why we can't see what God is doing in our lives because we've unknowingly made our problems an idol. See, some of us have made our problems bigger than God. Hallelujah. So, trust me, this is not just for somebody else. This is for every believer who has ever walked through pressure, warfare, heartbreak, confusion, frustration, or disappointment. Let's dive in. Most believers will never bow down to a statue. Most believers will never burn incense to a false god. Most believers will never consciously reject God. But many of us, without knowing, we exalt our problems higher than God. Whether you believe it or not, that's idol worship. See, an idol is anything that captures your attention more than God. And we just talking about our problems. That's just one God a lot of us put before him. And that's the one we're focusing on. But an idol is anything that captures your attention more than God, shapes your emotions more than God, influences your decisions more than God, and consumes your thoughts more than God. Hallelujah. God said in Exodus 23, verse 3, "You shall have no other gods before me." But here's the part we miss. You don't have to worship a statue to break this command. You can worship the problem, the pain, the fear, the anxiety, the offense, the uncertainty, that relationship, the need, the trauma, and the circumstance. Whatever has your heart, has your worship. So your problem becomes an idol when you magnify it above God. Psalm 34:3 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." But many believers, we magnify the enemy, the diagnosis, the debt, the delay, the betrayal, the attack, even the storm. See, we don't magnify it with worship. We magnify it with thoughts, speech, fear, and imagination. Come on. Oh, yes. Hope y'all got y'all coffee this morning. We lit this morning. Hallelujah. In the things of God. Hallelujah. See, your problem becomes an idol when it dictates your peace. Jesus said in John 14 verse 27, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Peace is your inheritance." But when the problem controls your emotions, your sleep, your appetite, your mood, your reactions, hallelujah, come on now, the problem has taken a seat in your heart. And your heart belongs to God.
Hallelujah.
Your problem becomes an idol when it influences your obedience. But let's go back. When it dictates your peace. A lot of us know somebody, or we probably have been that somebody, who just always angry, mad, upset, bothered, complaining, talking, just my God. I stay far. I pray for them, but I stay far if I can. But most of the time, you know, I go where he tells me to go. And, you know, we pray for people. But I'm saying, like, a lot of us know or have been there. And all this time, you see it now with a different lens. We see it now through the eyes of the Holy Spirit. They must tear down that idol. But let's keep moving. Your problem becomes an idol when it influences your obedience. Oh my God. If fear tells you what to do, if pain tells you how to move, if anxiety tells you when to stop, if anger tells you how to respond, then that thing has become a functional God in your life. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters in Matthew 6:24. You can't serve God and fear. You can't serve God and anxiety. You can't serve God and insecurity, people pleasing, and the problem. Can't do it. When your eyes are fixed, I'm going to say it again. When your eyes are fixed on the problem, your vision becomes spiritual tunnel vision. Hebrews 12:2 says, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is helping someone. This is helping me. Be clear. Hallelujah. When your eyes are fixed on Jesus, you see what God is doing. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brother or sister, you've been keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Single focused on him. Lock in. Things acting up at your job, man, even your spouse, your kids, whatever is going on, keep your eyes on him, because you see what he's doing. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when your eyes are fixed on the problem, you become spiritually blind. So let me give you three reasons you can't see God's hand. Because one, because focus determines revelation. Whatever you stare at becomes bigger in your spirit. So if you stare at fear, fear grows. If you stare at disappointment, disappointment grows. If you stare at God, faith grows. Hallelujah. Two, because you've trained your spirit to expect negativity, expectation. Hallelujah. Some believers are not attacked. They are simply conditioned to anticipate the worst. Come on, now y'all know the saying, man, I expect for the worst. You know, I always try to, you know, that culture, that worldly. But Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you, in Matthew 9:29. Faith is expectation. Fear is also expectation. Both produce results. Both. Both. Three, because God refuses to compete with idols. God will not speak where something else is ruling your heart. God will not speak where something else has a rule. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Stillness requires dethroning whatever is louder than him. My God. Hallelujah. So let me give you guys some practical signs to pay attention. One, you talk about the problem more than the promise. Come on, some of us, come on now. You know that person. So all they do is talk about the problems. The problems. That's all they talk about. That's all they talk about. But they neglect the promise. A lot of us, you pray fear-based prayers instead of faith-based prayers. That's a big one right there. You can't worship because your mind is distracted by the circumstance. My God. You keep asking God why instead of, God, what are you revealing? This is the big one. You try to fix everything in your own strength. See, this is where now we have to surrender. We've been made aware. Now, what's next? We must repent. See, repentance isn't emotional guilt. Mm-mm. Repentance is realignment. Repentance is returning God to his rightful throne. And not saying that God has left the throne. We're saying he's returning back to the one you worship. We're talking about you. We're talking about me. He's returned back to us. We have put him back in his rightful place, which is the head of our lives. So let's pray. Let's repent now. We're not gonna wait. We're gonna do it now. Repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for magnifying my problem above you. I repent for making the challenge bigger than your power. Forgive me for allowing fear, frustration, and unbelief to sit in the throne of my heart. Today I renounce every idol, internal and external. Jesus, be enthroned again in my mind, my emotions, my thoughts, and my decisions. I return my focus back to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So now we need to shift our focus back to God. One way to do that is to speak the word out loud. Speak the word out loud. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. Your spirit needs to hear. God is faithful. God is sovereign. God is not late. God is provider. God is healer. God is my refuge. Stop feeding your fear more than your faith. If your imagination can paint worst case scenarios, it can also paint faith scenarios. So what am I saying? We must redirect our imagination. Hallelujah. How do we do that? Meditate on God's goodness, God's promises, God's past victories. Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. And God's character. See, you cannot worry and trust at the same time. What am I saying? You must surrender control. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, cast all. Cast all. Yeah, I went to public school. What does all mean? Some. All. This one, that one. No. All. Cast all your cares on him. See, casting is violent. Casting is forceful. Casting is intentional. Obey even when you don't see the full picture. See, God reveals direction through obedience, not before it. I'm going to say that again. God reveals direction through obedience, not before it. My God. See, worship breaks the power. Worship breaks the power of fear and refocuses the soul. Surround your atmosphere with worship. My God. See, God's purpose can only flow through a surrendered heart. God cannot use a heart that is cluttered, overwhelmed, distracted, idol-filled, fear-driven. He uses a heart that is surrendered, yielded, focused, trusting, obedient, and available. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all. That word again. All. All your heart. See, when your heart is fully his, your eyes become open. Your spirit becomes sensitive. And your purpose becomes clear. So, let me pray. Because it's about that time. It's time to go. So, I'm going to pray us up out of here. Yeah, we pray over here. We pray a lot. Men should always, ought always to pray. No, but let me pray for you guys. And then I'm going to get you out of here. Because I know you got to get to work. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener under the sound of my voice. Break the power of every idol, fear, worry, anger, confusion, disappointment, delay. Let the light of your presence flood their mind. Restore their spiritual vision. Restore their peace. Restore their trust. And restore their faith. Let them sense your hand moving, your voice guiding, and your purpose unfolding. Today, remove the blinders. Remove the heaviness. Remove the distractions. And realign their heart to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you family for tuning in to Unveiled by Grace. If this episode blessed you, share it with someone who needs breakthrough. And if you want to support the ministry, my Cash App is Unveiled by Grace, the number 2. If you are led to support, we welcome support and you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Remember, when you stop worshiping the problem, and start magnifying God. Your vision clears, your faith rises, and your purpose unblocks. Until next time, grace, more grace, more grace. This is your brother David Abraham. Shalom.